The floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, Vice Chair. I try to be rapid in the interest of time, but there were some very important statements, and I think it's important to do them justice. Thank you to Zimbabwe. Thank you very much for being so far the first delegation that has raised the issue of the strategic directions, because indeed the whole effort is to have strategic directions that are relevant to our decision-making process, that help the organization allocate resources, for example, in a manner that is consistent with its strategic direction. So this is a UNHCR process. We will, as I said, we will continue to discuss with you before issuing a renewal of the document at the end of the year. But I'm very pleased that you have put it on the table as in a positive way, because we will need your understanding, your support, your advice on moving forward. And thank you also for saying, I took a quote of your statement saying that forced displacement has become an integral part of the climate change discourse. This is precisely what I was trying to convey this morning. And for countries like yours and many others that are impacted by climate change in and by displacement, this is a very important area of discussion and of debate that we want to promote further. And we're happy if any opportunities are given to us to participate in this discussion. And staying in Africa, welcome to the Deputy Minister. I'm happy to see him here after our recent meeting in Juba. And of course, I was very happy that you framed in the right way, I think, the solutions strategy. The solution strategy for displacement, internal and external, passes through an implementation of the revitalized agreement. Without that, it will be very difficult to implement solutions to displacement. So thank you for flagging. I know it's tough. I know it's difficult. There's been ups and downs. I hope that we will continue to see more ups and downs and that we will make progress. Meanwhile, we will continue to prepare for solutions. And as you said, many people have voted with their feet already and have gone back to South Sudan, as I witnessed myself in my first visit this year. So we'll continue to work together. I'm very happy, I said it already earlier, in response to an intervention by Sudan in the side event. Tomorrow we will have this important side event on the solution strategy. We had one last year. This is taking stock of 1 year of efforts. You both have national strategies. We need to move on. And I welcome very much the possibility of discussing more tomorrow about this very important event. And other two statements, thank you to Norway for its always very loyal support to UNHCR, financial support, an earmark funding support, resettlement support. Norway, I said it this morning, was one of the countries that increased the number of people resettled. So thank you very much for that. Full commitment in response to a point you made, or your minister made, full commitment on the protection of women and girls. This is particularly challenging in the COVID times and with so many conflicts rising, because women lose on both accounts, in the pandemic, in the loss of livelihoods, in the loss of education, but also in the conflict situation where often rape is disgracefully used as a means of controlling territory. So this is something that we'll continue to be very focused on. And your points, Norway's points on fulfilling our own tasks and obligations in the IDP response construct is also well taken. We have strongly supported the high-level panel on internal displacement. You know that the secretary of the panel has been one of my former deputies, so really to signify our commitment to that. And we will continue to work on protection. This is our institutional responsibility in the cluster system, but also often in shelter, camp management, depending on the situation. But more and more, I think that we need to focus on solutions to internal displacement, as the panel has done and will be. You know, we have a lot of experience in refugee solutions, so we can certainly contribute together with others to that effort, and we will do that. And last but not least, very happy to hear the statement of my friend Yavuz Salim, the Deputy Foreign Minister of Turkey, which indeed remains the largest refugee hosting country in the world. I was there just a few days ago before going to Afghanistan. And let me repeat a couple of the points I made. I heard the message loud and clear that Turkey hosts more than 3.5 million Syrian refugees. The time has come not to push people back, clearly. I never heard this in Turkey, but certainly to maybe step up our work in removing obstacles to the return of these people inside Syria. We, like I said this morning, through legal work, protection work, rights-based work with the Syrian government, but also by enhancing the assistance that is provided to returnees. And this is a discussion I had extensively with the president and the ministers in Turkey, and it is a very important one because I know other countries in the region feel the same. And on the Afghanistan side, I salute the engagement of Turkey, and we will continue to partner with Turkey to try and avoid an outflow of Afghan refugees. I did tell the president that we look forward to partnering with Turkish organizations as well inside Afghanistan to do this type of work. Of course, should, you know, I always say to countries that even have already a huge burden, you know, if people come knock at your door asking for protection and deserve it, please don't turn them away. Consider them, allow them to go through due process and seek and obtain protection if they so deserve. But thank you. Thank you very much for the hospitality I got during my visit, but much more importantly for the hospitality that Turkey continues to provide to millions and millions of refugees. Merci beaucoup.